Welcome. My name
Yeah.
is Amanda, and I am the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network for the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and to Earth's delicate biosystem. So we are very excited to have you here today. Today's SWB process will be focused on tending to our own backyard and will be led by SWB community leader, Mara Bishop. So for those of you who are joining us live, thank you for being here. And please keep yourselves on mute during the entire duration of the ceremony. Mara will let us know when it's time to turn off the video sharing feature before entering into Journey Space. So we now welcome to the call, Mara Bishop.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I see some familiar faces and some people I don't know, so welcome. You know, Amanda just gave that really beautiful description of what Shamanism Without Borders is about. And I think most of us are here because we want to do our part to tend within our communities. And a lot of times that is about global issues or issues that are local in our community spaces. And then we think about our own individual spiritual work, and that deals with our personal issues. But of course, there's this really big connection between those two things. And so that's what we're going to focus on today, is this idea of how do we really tend our own backyard to be of service in that way. So let's just take a moment. You know, in a minute or two, we're going to call in the allies and the helping spirits, and really, you know, right before we shift into our journeying space, do that in a more deliberate way. But one of the things that I like to do, as we're doing so much work in this format of Zoom, and we have the ability to see all of our little faces, if we have our videos on, and it's okay if you don't, whatever you feel comfortable with right in this moment. And if you don't have your video on, we can, you know, connect with your name or your essence in some way, but let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment to pause and transition from whatever we were doing before we gathered here in this moment. And we're creating this sacred space together from many different places. And let's take a moment, and we can, you know, I invite you, if you want to shut your eyes, you can shut your eyes and get centered in your own space. Take a few deep breaths, maybe. And then also, let's look at one another. Again, if you're comfortable having your video on, do. If you don't, that's fine too. But just take a moment for those of us who are here with our videos up to make that connection and just acknowledge that we see each other. And we're grateful for the opportunity to be together in this way. Okay, so let's talk just briefly. Most of today, we're really just going to get right into the work. But as kind of a preface, I want to kind of define this idea of when I'm talking about backyard shamanism. What does that mean? So I'm using that phrase as a way to emphasize where our attention is placed, right? And really, it's technically not really a necessary qualifier when we're talking about shamanic work, because all shamanic work is about connecting within and connecting to the spirits of place and connecting to our local environments. But what I'm really talking about here, and again, kind of using the word backyard also symbolically, right? Whatever your backyard happens to look like, it's your inner space and this not just local, but really hyper-local space, right where we live in kind of the most intimate way. And particularly this time of, you know, for most of us, being forced to be home so much more. We really have an opportunity to deepen our relationships with those home spaces, right? Again, within and also in our immediate kind of local environment. So thinking about how that process of coming home really allows us to find some power and to do some healing. And we've all heard these expressions. We all know the expressions that talk about how inward change, inward shifts can spark outward change, or inward change can spark outward shifts, right? This idea of be the change you want to see in the world. Think globally, act locally, as within, so without, right? These are familiar to all of us. We know that patterns repeat in nature, right? Isomorphism. We think about the patterns in ferns, the patterns in all sorts of aspects of nature that ripple out from the micro level to the macro level. And, you know, in a similar way, the issues that we wrestle with inside are mirrored on the outside, right? And vice versa. So this is not new, right? This is something that we're familiar with and that we work with a lot in shamanism. But I think practically, and maybe I can speak for myself, practically it's something that it's good to be reminded of. Sometimes we can need a little bit of a refresher or an attention placed back on those inward spaces. So in today's ceremony, in backyard shamanism in general, we're going to be focusing again on this idea of going hyperlocal. And I know for me, again, in this period of the pandemic and of being home a lot, it's really provided an opportunity to ask for help in illuminating what needs to be illuminated about myself and about these immediate spaces that I inhabit in order to be in better service to these larger issues that are playing out with such intensity all around us. And sometimes that comes down to really simple practices. You know, back in the spring, I had a very deliberate, it didn't happen intentionally, but it formed to be a kind of a meditative practice, which was just picking up sticks. And after a little while, I had this huge pile of sticks in my yard that I became very fond of. But every day going out and just attending the yard, it was necessary. And my attention had shifted, and it became this kind of interaction between me and the space, and kind of clearing the space, but then also seeing this buildup of the stick pile. It was meaningful to me. It was a little bit funny to some people in my family, but it was this kind of relationship builder. So our focus, you know, today is about asking, right? So instead of, you know, with a lot of our journeys, we are going with a particular issue. And for today, we're going to go and we're going to ask, because it's maybe different for each of you. I suspect it will be different for each of you. We're going to go with the question, what needs tending in my own backyard? That's going to be our first question, our first journey. And, you know, of course, we want to bring the same detachment to this work as we do to all of the Shamanism Without Borders work, right? This is still a Shamanism Without Borders ceremony, so we're going to follow that same format. We're just applying a slightly different focus. So, and we want to work with the same standards of ethics and permissions, because even though these are, you know, our spaces, and some of them may be, you may have guidance about something that's really internal to you, but you also may get guidance about tending in a way that's about your literal yard, right? Or your literal building. And of course, we know we share those spaces with many other beings, right? So permissions may be involved. So we're gonna leave the specific area of tending open to what your helping spirits guide you in this first journey. And at that time, you'll also ask to be helped with any detachment, right? Since these are personal issues, you know, we may need a little bit of help coming to a neutral place, just the way we do in this work when we're working on issues that are outside of us, that can be very emotional we want to have the same kind of detachment from outcome, right? And be able to come to the work neutrally so that we can be serving in the highest way possible to embody what is in highest alignment with spirit, however you phrase that in a way that feels right and congruent for you. And then we're going to ask how, right? How can you best attend to that issue, that thing that came up in your first journey, right? And here's where you may need to ask some permission, right? To make sure that whatever you're doing is ethical. And, you know, again, we're not doing healing work for anybody else. This is about you and your spaces, but any permissions that are needed, you're going to want to get that in your, or maybe not get it, right? But you're going to want to ask for it in your second journey. And then the third journey that we'll do, we'll have time to do the actual tending. Whatever your helping spirits gave you as far as how you can start to address and bring balance and healing to the issue that came up for you today, we'll have time to do that in our third journey. Okay? So, I think we can shift to calling in, right? We'll call in, I'll do some rattling, we'll call in the allies and the helping spirits and the directions, and then we'll do that series of journeys. And I'll remind you which one, what, you know, what is the topic of the journey at each point when we go into the journey, but I just wanted to give you kind of the flow for our time here today, okay? So I'm gonna turn my video off, and I would invite you to maybe do the same. We'll turn the video off, and I'm going to start by rattling in. And if you can join me in calling on your helping spirits and your guides and your allies, and particularly the spirits of place that you work with, the divine that resides in you, to help us create our sacred container for this work. Okay. We call in and honor the spirits of the East, of beginnings and hope, of spring and new life. And we call in and honor the spirits of the South, of fertility and creativity, of warmth and abundance. Call in and honor the spirits of the West, of adventure and strength, of expansiveness and transformation. We call in and honor the spirits of the North, of power and fortitude, of deep rest and stillness. And honor the spirits of the heavens, the celestial beings and divine guidance, the canopy that protects and embraces us. call in and honor the spirits of the earth, of all the animals and plants, the land and elements, the foundation that supports us. Call in and honor the spirits of the center, of the void, of all possibilities, of the mystery and the divine within each of us. So for our first journey, the question is, what needs tending in my own backyard right now? And then to ask for help releasing any personal agendas or emotions around that so you can come to service from a neutral place. What needs tending in my own backyard right now? pause for a moment if you need to take any notes. And remember, since these are relatively short journeys, if you need to go back after our time here together and follow up on any of the information that you got from your helping spirits or anything else that you experienced in your journeys, you can always go back and repeat these later on your own. Okay, so our second journey is to ask, how can I best attend to the issue or the whatever just came up for you in that first journey? How can you best attend to that, attending your own backyard and that issue that came up for you? And then to ask for any permissions or authorizations in the way that Joan and Jean talked about it. So how can you best attend to the issue that came up from your last journey and to ask for any necessary permissions? And here we go. Thank you. before we get into our last journey for today. And we've done the what and we've done the how, and so now this last journey will be time to begin the work that was suggested to you in whatever unique way you have. Okay? All right, get ready, here we go again. Thank you. I thank you everyone for joining today. And if you have things that you want to share with me directly, or if you want to, know more about what I do, just shoot me an email to mara@wholespirit.com, or that's my website, wholespirit.com. I'm happy to be in touch. And we always open our ceremonies very deliberately, and we've called in our beautiful spirits, and we were joined by so many beautiful spirits and animals I see joining us as well. Beautiful dogs, and I have my kitties here on my lap too. I love that aspect of how working this way allows our creatures to join us sometimes when they weren't able to before, when we had to move out of our spaces to work. So let's deliberately close our ceremony now, and then I'll turn it over to Amanda to kind of do a final wrap up. But so thank you. Thank you to the spirits. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to all the creatures that have joined us. Okay, and may you go peacefully back out into your day after Amanda says her few words, I believe, that she will want to say to us in closing.
All right. Thank you so much, Mara, for leading this month's Shamanism Without Borders call to action process, tending to your own backyard. So I wanted to mention, if this work resonates with you and you're interested in finding ways to become further involved, we do have a separate section on our website. It's shamanicpractice.org/swb. And there we have some free online trainings. We also have an SWB guidebook that you could purchase. We have the ebook and we have a paper copy as well. We have on our events page, we have a whole list of different SWB events that are being offered by our community leaders. So you can feel free to check out that section as well and continue on this process and this Shamanism Without Borders work. And then we also have a Facebook page, so feel free to hop on over and join our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook group. And also that these monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership programs, events, and donations. We invite you to mark your calendar and join us on Tuesday, November 10th at 12 p.m. Mountain, led by SWB community leader Deborah Lightheart and hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. So we'd love to hear from you. If you have any more comments to share, any more feedback, you can share that through the Facebook group, or you can also share that through the audio playback webpage that will be available later today. For those who are not able to join us live on the call, this playback will be available. And those who have been able to join us live, you can always re-listen to it and re-explore this particular SWB process. So thank you so much, everyone. Many blessings to all of you, blessings to your families and your communities, and have a wonderful week.